Blackstone Audio presents The Mad Woman Upstairs, a novel, by Catherine Lowell. This book is read by Katie Coster. Chapter 1. The night I arrived at Oxford, I learned that my dorm room was built in 1361 and had originally been used to quarantine victims of the plague. The college porter seemed genuinely apologetic as he led me up the 5 flights of stairs to my tower. He was a nervous man, short and mouthy, with teeth like a nurse shark, who admitted through a brittle accent that Old College was over-enrolled this year, and that the deans had been forced to find space for students wherever they could. This tower was an annex to Old College. Many tragic and important people had lived here before me, apparently. Had I heard of Timothy the Terrible? Sir Michael the Madman Morehouse? I shook my head and said that I was sorry. I was American. The porter, Marvin, dropped my bags inside. The stairs had left him breathing heavily, and a thin line of sweat appeared in the crease on his forehead. He was not making direct eye contact with me, I noticed. I wasn't sure if this was due to sheepishness over the condition of my room, or because he had nearly choked over my last name when I first introduced myself, and hadn't quite recovered. I made a quick inspection of the room. Whoever had quarantined the plague victims had done a thorough job. The walls were covered in peeling red paint that gave the chamber the look of a giant bloodshot eye. In the corner was a boarded-up fireplace and a horrible painting of a woman, who, by the look of it, was halfway through drowning.